KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike are Nick and Amy Dunn in David Fincher's screen version of Gone Girl. That's the Gillian Flynn bestseller that found new intricacies and perversities in the classic device of the unreliable narrator. Rarely have two narrators been less reliable than Nick, who's suddenly under suspicion after his wife disappears, and Amy, whose diary discloses her own version of events. It's not just their relationship that's in question, but their core identities, who they are, who they were, who they believed one another to be. That was a big part of the book's edgy fun. Know thyself before trying to psych out thy spouse. The movie makes its points with blunt force. Fun seldom figures in this adaptation, which is overlong and mysteriously unaffecting. Still, Fincher's film has its fascinations. It's meticulously crafted, beautifully photographed by Jeff Cronenweth, and finally, I mean finally, an occasion for the marvelous Rosamund Pike to take on a starring role. It's really remarkable that this abundantly gifted actress has never until now been at the center of a big and potentially successful mainstream production, which Gone Girl certainly is. She's a star presence here from her very first scene. It's even rewarding, given her expressive voice, to hear her reading from Amy's diary entries. Amy is an emotional chameleon with a Komodo dragon's bite. What we learn about her is much more intriguing than what's revealed about Nick. His flaws are more conventional. The most enjoyable passage of his crabwise evolution and of Ben Affleck's otherwise rather ordinary performance follows Nick finding himself America's most hated man, thanks to a media circus over Amy's disappearance. With some effort on his part, he learns how to be likable under the tutelage of a super shrewd and super expensive criminal lawyer. His name is Tanner Bolt, and he's played with easy charm by Tyler Perry. In a movie that celebrates the art of deviousness, Tanner actually means what he says, and he turns out to be the only thoroughly likable character. In its back-and-forth narration, the film approximates the book's structure. In tone, it's a David Fincher special. Fincher likes to do dark, although he turned Aaron Sorkin's scintillating screenplay for The Social Network into a scintillating entertainment. And he's darkened this already dark story. But he's also gone extremely broad. In the tedious depiction of the media circus, in a section set in the Ozarks, which verges on parody, and most disappointingly in the cumulative effect of the main performances. Perverse people can be very funny when they're played wittily, as in Stephen Frears' Dangerous Liaisons. But that's not the nature of this game, even though Tanner Bolt tells Nick with appropriate wonderment, "You two are the most effed up people I have ever met." Rather than let nuance intrude, Gone Girl doubles down on perversity, and its stars follow suit. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.